Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Taylor and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn tags and scores. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. the Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fernandez bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fernandez. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing second base. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0-for-1 in the game. Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Post strikes out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Drabowski moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Drabowski moves to third. Gorrell moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Gomez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to third for the out. Anderson scores. Gomez moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive towards third. Dark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a line drive to right field. Post throws towards first. Bauschi fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bauschi. Banks scores. Long moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0-for-2 in the game. Bausch hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Post hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Drabowski strikes out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gorrell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hannebrink pinch hits for Valmy Thomas. Bill Henry now pitching. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Harry Hannebrink. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman strikes out. One out. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark juggles the ball. That's an error on Dark. Anderson moves to third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Jack Meyer now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 3 in the game. Bausch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. Bausch reaches third base with a triple. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Post hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. Post reaches third base with a triple. Bausch scores. It's Cubs, 4, Phillies, 4. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Post scores. It's 5-4, Phillies. Don Elston now pitching. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Jack Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Don Elston. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Erle Virrill pinch hits for Johnny Gorrell. Erle Virrill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virrill hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Philadelphia Phillies, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.